When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Live from the Michelob Ultra Studios, KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. This is TMA All Day.
I mean, what the hell is going on?
It's the morning after.
KPNT-FM HD2,
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Think about it. These Cardinals are coming down.
You never seen usual in the flesh.
What does that mean?
I did.
Cut your teeth on champions' rings on TV. We are proud of our address. In a baseball town where everyone's envy. But every team is like Wainwright's curveball, Carpenter's on base again. Yachty calls a perfect game, Beltran's clutch again. It don't seem fair. You're still winning games in your dreams. But everybody's like Holidays, RBIs, Cosmo's great defense, October freeze back again, JJ scaled another fence. You don't care. Keep watching us from your chair. You will never be Cardinals. Cardinals. It don't run in your blood. The kind of luck is just for us. We crave it October buzz. We're gonna be your Cardinal fans, we've cracked the code. Players don't ask to be overpaid in our city. And everyone who knows them knows that the fight with them, they love the fans, not money. But every team is like Wainwright's
curveball. I think they were serious when they wrote that.
Yes!
You do?
Yes.
It is by far, this is by far the best produced and sounding of the Cardinal baseball songs. So I imagine they took everything very seriously.
I agree with Jackson. It's a nice read. It's a tight read.
It's a legitimately good vocal.
But how could you be that professional and have it going on when it comes to music production and everything and have no clue what a ridiculous thing it is to say that the players.
Here's the thing. Now, you know that, and I would imagine the vast majority of our audience knows that. I don't know about Balloon Party, but there is a narrative in a portion of this community that I think is larger than the TMA audience community of that asinine premise. So
the BFib check-in.
I don't know. I feel like those same people are also the ones who are like on full-on rage about the team now because they assume that players want to come here and play for the Cardinals. And so when the Cardinals don't sign players, they're like, well, then they must not be spending money. But the reality is, if you're 24, 5, or 6, and you can make millions of dollars, it's, you know, I don't think a lot of people would want to play in Kansas City either. It's not necessarily only about St. Louis, but if you have an opportunity to play in certain cities, that's where the Cardinals tend to get guys who, at least right now, or in the last decade or so, are more like live for baseball and or have families. And that's all they want.
If
they
you
don't
were
want
a,
to
a
be
free agent
in New York or L.A.
If you were a free agent and knew that any team would like to have you, where would you want to play?
I think I would probably want to be in Anaheim. I get the weather and I get anonymity.
That's not a bad play.
You live in Newport Beach or something. Yeah, it's hard to beat that area.
I want the money and I want anonymity.
Play in Miami because you'd probably start.
Well, again, we're assuming that you're a good player and every team wants you, not a bench one.
Yeah, I go to Miami.
There is something to be said for playing in Florida or Texas with and no state income taxes when you're making that kind of money. That's a sizable amount of money.
Yeah, but for 81 road games, you'll be taxed on that.
Well, you're going to be taxed on that anyway.
Yeah, right.
You might as well take the 81 where you're not.
Maybe Miami will play there like for basketball, but in the summer, I think there could be other places where you're going to – if you're going to only live there in the summer –
Miami's rough in the summer. Pretty hot.
Yeah,
pretty toasty.
I wouldn't necessarily live there in the summer. Yeah. Just in general, for sure.
Well, in the summer in St. Louis, you get to Ted Drew's, Doug. That's what you do. Went there last week.
God, I stored up for the winter. So I got a bunch of Ted Drew's in the freezer. Dry ice. The St. Louis tradition since 1929. Ted Drew's frozen custard on Chippewa. Open daily. And in the midst of celebrating its 95th anniversary all season long. 95 years and four generations of family serving St. Louisans. That famous frozen custard. Craving something cool and sweet? You'll love Ted Drew's frozen custard. Made with milk fat and non-fat milk eggs and pure honey, locally sourced. Ted Drew's is creamy and delicious. Perfect as a dessert or a midday snack. Plus, it's kosher certified. Ted Drew's is renowned for its high-quality frozen custard made with only the finest ingredients. Each batch is crafted with care and attention to ensure a perfect creamy texture and rich flavor. It's Ted Drew's frozen custard. Fresh, fast, and fun. Check it out. It's Ted Drew's on Chippewa. Jackson, if I want to place a wager, and I really like the Cardinals against the Tigers.
Oh, well, I gotcha. That'd be Circus Sports. It's available right now in Illinois. Doug was talking about the Poplar Street Bridge. It's open.
Yeah, it's open.
That's nice to hear now.
You just take the highway over to Illinois if you live here in the St. Louis, Missouri area. But the metropolitan area is very big. I know there's listeners out there in Illinois as we right now speak.
Yeah.
So sign up for the Circa Sports app. Maybe you like the Cardinals tonight. Steven Matz on the bump. Can he turn it around? Well, they're minus 110, the over-under 8.5 for today's festivities against Detroit. And then you take a look at the NHL playoffs, Nings and Cat. We got Ning and Cats. Panthers taking on the Lightning.
Yeah.
The Lightning are plus 164. Panthers minus 181. Stars and VGK. The Stars are minus 112. VGK plus 102. And then if you really want to place a bet tonight, the Celtics and Heat. Doug, the Celtics are minus 500 to win the game tonight.
Oh, gosh. I'll lay some on that.
The Heat are plus 395, Lakers plus 245 in their game against the Nuggets. The Nuggets are minus 290. All of these plays and more available on the Circus Sports app. Download the Circus Sports app today.
There is a guy in the text inbox who really wants to talk about the Longo Biggs matches.
Is that Dave Hay?
Yeah, you've seen this?
Yeah.
What is the deal with this?
What happened?
I don't know.
He has sent in three different texts. Who won the Longo Biggs matches? And 4 minutes later, how the Longo Biggs guys doing their matches?
Somebody from that office, probably.
And then at 8:57, I heard, so he wanted to know at 8:52, then he wanted to know again at 8:56, and then at 8:57 he wrote, I heard Doug Biggs had a miraculous shot in his second playoff hole.
Oh, it's probably Doug Biggs writing in.
I want to thank him for the quarter zips they gave me, too. Thank you for that.
Yeah, take a look. Here it is. This is, I got mine right here.
Oh, nice.
Longo Biggs. Doug, I know that Doug Biggs did send me a text. This is for Dave Hay, who's a passionate Longo Biggs golf fan. This is for you. This is your update. Down 4-4 against apparently a well-known player, Fred Friedman. Oh, that's Iggy's guy.
Oh, yeah. People's eight.
People's eight.
How the people's eight to yesterday?
So he was playing Doug Biggs of Longo Biggs. So
who won?
Somehow scrapped and clawed. This is from Doug Biggs. He texted me. Somehow scrapped and clawed to get it to 18 and buried a 40-footer to force a playoff.
Mm.
The hot putter took down the people's eight with two extra holes. Tough scene for Fred. Wow. How about that? He buried a 40-footer to force a playoff? Were you watching that? Were you?
Of course not. That's a long putt, though. Not sure I've ever made a 40-footer in my lifetime.
And they went to one. They couldn't settle it there, so it was settled on number two. And Doug Biggs defeats the People's Eight, Freddie Friedman. Chris Raby will be devastated with that news.
Now, what was that?
I played a cheering video for...
Did you mean to do it, or was it...
Yeah, I did. I saw an app on my phone, applause.
That's so sick to have.
I got so many apps downloaded. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Dave, hey, let me know if you have any other questions about the Longo Biggs guys and their matches.
That would have been a great, great match to see, a 40-footer to force a playoff. Wow.
In defense of Dave Hayes' questions, we had to sit through an hour of Ken happening, and he doesn't sponsor the show or really work on it. That's from Arbor Day.
Well, we didn't go through all the matches, so that's not one that was brought up.
The Longo Biggs guys both won, but the real treat was Cletus trying to tickle them after their matches.
Oh, no.
From Lamar Gerbil.
He'll do that to you. He's done that to almost everybody out there on the course.
Oh, Christ almighty, holy hijacking. That one with the applause app gets a 0 out of 10. It's from Brian Henschen. I wonder if he was surprised by what the Colts did in the draft.
What'd they do?
Got an edge rusher from UCLA.
That's right. Oh,
I was surprised that the Falcons took Michael Penix with like the eighth pick when they just signed Kurt Cousins to, what, $160
million
deal?
$180
million.
Yeah. So is Arthur Blank. There's a video of him coming down to scold their general manager.
Wouldn't you think you'd try to get him a weapon if you're going to be committed to a new quarterback?
Pretty solid. They just kind of needed the quarterback.
But they had signed one. Yeah. And with a first rounder, don't you want a playmaker somewhere? If you got... Does everybody need more wide receivers or running back or
running back
offensive
first
lineman,
round
something to protect this quarterback that you're in bed with now for a few years?
Yeah, you're asking the right questions, Doug.
Unless they figure they're fine with Penix being a backup for 3 years.
Worked well for Jordan Love.
Yeah, yeah. Worked for Aaron Rodgers up there in Minnesota or Green Bay, but he wasn't very happy about it.
He was also behind Brett Favre, and Jordan Love was behind Aaron Rodgers, not Kirk Cousins. Seems like a very solid quarterback, getting paid like an elite quarterback.
Yeah. Well, they'll play him because of the money they're giving him, you know, for sure.
Doug, we got breaking sports media news.
Oh, no.
Just this morning, Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. Big changes at the NFL today. Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason, they're out.
Oh, no.
Matt Ryan, former Falcons quarterback, I think more remembered for his time in Indianapolis, though. And Henschen's going to be on to give us his perspective on this.
Okay.
Matt Ryan is in on the network's pregame show. So Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms are out. Ryan will be joined on the set by host James Brown, Nate Burleson, and Bill Cowher, with J.J. Watt doing it now on a part-time basis. Burleson and Cowher also had expiring contracts. Simms is 68. He was the rival to John Madden as the top game analyst in the sport. And then CBS demoted him when they brought in Tony Romo. Esiason announced he would not be back on the NFL today during his top-rated morning show on WFAN. He added that he signed an extension to stay with his partner, Greg Giannotti, on mornings on WFAN and simulcast on CBS Sports Network. Esiason had been with CBS for 22 years. Matt Ryan is 38, and he's been a fast riser for CBS. After a borderline Hall of Fame career quarterback, he began lower down the game broadcasting depth chart, teaming with Andrew Catalan and Tiki Barber on games. Ryan also appeared on a variety of CBS studio platforms, and so he impressed CBS Sports' new president, David Burson, and his team of executives. So there you go, Doug.
All right.
Phil Simms, Boomer Esiason out.
I haven't heard much of Matt Ryan, but I did like both Esiason and Simms. I thought they were both solid, good guys.
Yeah, I feel bad for Simms when he got shoved out of the booth and put in there, and first he didn't like it, then he enjoyed it. Now he's out again. He was always a great analyst, I thought.
Yeah, he'll find another home somewhere, I'm sure. But yeah, I feel bad for him too, because I thought he did a really good job.
Seems like if a former player, especially one of note, wants to get into broadcasting, they kind of just move everyone else's
side. Yeah, they'll move you out for the hot guy who just retired.
Right. Like in the case like Greg Olsen, he's really good. He's getting moved out, even though he was a former player. For Tom Brady, a guy we have no idea.
He got moved out of the top spot. No, he's number two.
Have they announced that yet?
Brady says he's doing it.
Brady's doing it. I would have lost a lot. I lost money on Stephen Wildwood. I would have lost money on Tom Brady never doing it. I never thought he would. And I will tell you, I think it is going to be bad. That's what I think. But I've been wrong on everything regarding Brady and the broadcasting.
Well, I saw a podcast with Olsen a couple weeks ago where he said, I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't been told yet, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. I think I should be number one, but until they tell me I'm not.
Wow, I'm surprised he said all that.
So I'm guessing that it hasn't been announced yet. That he's. I mean, I know they said he's going to, but
I don't think it's been an announcement that Brady's taken over.
With Peyton Manning, you knew that he had the personality.
I agree.
I mean, he's always been funny and a character. But with Brady, seems so mellow and cerebral. I don't know that it's going to come off great. Maybe there's a better personality there than what he let on as a player. Yeah. Must be.
He does movies and stuff, but that's like him being an actor is different than him being a really great play-by-play. I also said the thing before on 101, like, goats don't do play-by-play.
Doug, you heard that?
Goats don't do play-by-play?
Jordan doesn't do play-by-play or color analyst. Gretzky doesn't do play-by-play or color analyst.
Because they were above it or just didn't have the personality?
It's just not something that they, like, do. They rarely even coach. Like, I feel like, if you are one of the greatest of all time of a sport, like, you just don't go into...
Who's the greatest player that ever became a broadcaster?
Like, done play-by-player color? Yeah. That's why I'm... Because, like, Gretzky does, like, the pregame show and stuff.
Joe Torre was an awfully good player and a broadcaster for a while. A perennial all-star.
When did he broadcast?
I'm in the tank Angels. Thinking about this.
Like, I didn't even consider Peyton doing broadcasting. He's, like, doing a podcast.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah. I haven't heard him do games.
Oh, he did games? He did a bunch of games, absolutely.
Bill Russell did games for a long time.
Okay, then that would be... Then that
He's
would be
probably
right
the
there.
Answer.
Harrison's brother, Master, said, I heard the interview with Olson. He definitely did not say any of what Iggy said he said.
Oh.
I don't know. Why? What podcast was it? Maybe we can pull the audio.
I have no clue. when these things pop up on my phone, I say, I'll see what this is about.
John Smoltz is a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Alex Rodriguez?
A-Rod? Yeah,
A-Rod. But again, these aren't like, I'm talking like goats. Like, have an absolute claim to be the best player in their sport of all time. Well,
Gretzky coached.
He coached, okay. Yeah. But straight play-by-play.
I don't think Babe Ruth ever did any play-by-play.
Not enough.
Thank you.
Willie Mays, no.
Guys, maybe Phil Sims will move to HD2 Radio where they let you retire in place and just bebop around until you start wetting yourself on air.
Oh. Retire in place is great.
Who was that?
That's from Arbor Day.
Why'd you block him?
Is there a picture of Iggy changing Leona Helmsley's pull-ups? Oh.
And again, I was paraphrasing the Greg Olson thing. I don't remember word for word what he said. But I know he said that he hadn't been told yet that he's knocked it out.
Ryan Henschen, monitoring the Colts situation, says, lies, lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Media literacy 101 with the Strode man, wherein he makes up and still butchers the facts. Then he's called on it and calls it his opinion. Mm. From Brian Henschen, not surprised by the Colts move.
I didn't say opinion. I said paraphrasing. And you didn't hear it, so you don't know if I'm wrong or not. You're just going by what somebody else said.
That's right.
I'm not sure he heard it either.
I think I'm gonna stick with Bill Russell as the greatest player of all time who became a really good broadcaster. He was fascinating to listen to.
That would be the one that I would use as an example. But what was that, 40 years ago?
It's been a while.
Yeah. I don't see, like, Kobe didn't do it. Jordan hasn't done it. Gretzky hasn't do it.
No, they don't need the money. They don't
care. It could be.
It's not about, but does Tom Brady need the money?
Well, he's a different guy. He wants to do it. He's bored. The other guys probably had things to do.
Football is also a once-a-week proposition as opposed to three or four nights a week in basketball or hockey and six nights a week in baseball.
Sure, sure. I guess Albert's doing some broadcasting.
Nowadays, I suppose, the greatest of all time, too, they're not just fabulously wealthy, but they're also very famous and can't just wander around stadiums and arenas without people just all over them all the time. You can imagine Michael Jordan walking to a basketball arena trying to prepare to call a basketball game.
But also these goats are, like, generationally rich. Like, Jordan has owned teams. He owns a NASCAR team now. Brady is super rich.
That's why I thought Brady would never do it. I don't know. I think, you know, people, he's been out and about, so to speak, doing some interviews. And he does a podcast with Jim Gray, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like he's done some interviews. I don't think people are going to, he's got a whole new look. So that's going to get a lot of attention.
What kind of look has he got now?
Looks like he might be hanging on a Brio.
Oh, he didn't need to change much of his look.
Well, I mean, if you look at the guy that beat the Rams in the Super Bowl versus the guy now, he's Benjamin Buttoning.
Yeah.
His hair has gotten some...
He might have seen Dr. Kryling.
Oh. Stephen Wildwood told me yesterday that if I can get my jowls and turkey neck removed, I might start to look like one of the Kardashians.
Was he flirting with you?
He was just telling me, I'm just a couple plastic surgeries away from looking a lot better.
Yeah, BBL. Doug gets a BBL.
BBL.
Be a great video.
There's allegations Lainey Wilson got a BBL, Jackson.
Is that right?
Yeah. That ass that made its way around TikTok was not real, and it's a BBL. Doug, do you have any thoughts on that?
No.
People are just going to be, you can't have, what if you're just gifted, you know?
I don't think it's real.
It's gifted.
You think Lainey Wilson's ass is real?
Yeah, because it was kind of, she was really a nobody.
Was she on Yellowstone?
Right.
When she got on Yellowstone, nobody knew really know who she was, and she had kind of a big ass then. And when I say big, I don't mean huge. I mean just the same size it is now.
You don't want it to be two axe handles wide.
And I don't think she would have got a butt implant for Yellowstone when nobody knew who she was.
Okay.
I think she's very attractive, by the way.
Yeah.
Great singer, great actress. She was pretty good in that show.
Distinctive sound to her voice. A lot of emotion in her voice.
Doug, do you have a problem?
Yeah, don't start with yeah. Like, we missed something very obvious.
Unnamed texter, too.
That bothered you? Are you bothered by unnamed texters? Like they're burners?
When they start popping off.
Can someone please update the YouTube description and remove Plowsy's name? That's from the 314.
Yeah, all right.
They want him out immediately.
I can change
that. There's a lot of things to do, and it just happened Friday.
Yeah.
Today's the first day.
When they come in yesterday. We were
so busy. He's not here. What does that screw you up? Oh, I heard his name. Where is he? I knew he was gone, but I'm going to bitch anyway.
It'll get taken care of.
Blocking.
Anybody who writes,
blocking.
Absolute dumpster of a turd cutter. That's from Mud Puppy. I guess that's talking about Lainey Wilson. Doug, do you like dumps like a truck? Truck, truck. Things like what? 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 That's from Fuelzy.
Who's that? What rapper was that?
Fong Song, Cisco.
I don't know.
Good guess, or good.
I think so, 2000?
It wasn't a guess. So. I had no clue.
Hey, guys, I heard that Brady is returning to the NFL next season. What's that? Oh, no, I don't have a source. When did I hear this? That's from Big Tuft. Hey, guys, okay, so here we go. Oh, good, here comes the part of the show where Ken makes some things up and unleashes the creep. That's from Brian Henschen, still monitoring what's
going on. Well, you already said it. What do you got to repeat it again for?
Yeah, no reason.
About 5 minutes ago. Why don't you come up with something new? That's why you do nothing but high school articles, because that's what you know.
Do you know for sure that that's what he does?
That's all I ever see from
him. I think he was in Detroit with the Colts.
No, he wasn't. Okay. I'm not sure he's been to the game.
Go to bat.
They had a few hundred thousand people in the streets of Detroit.
I mean, is Detroit mounting just like the biggest Sunday charge of all time? And doesn't that inspire us to believe that that can happen right here in St. Louis?
It should, because I haven't been there in recent years, but from everything I've read and seen, it looks like they've had a major comeback.
I'm trying to think when the last time I was there. It's been a while as well, but God almighty, that's great to see. I know Dotem lives, and I don't think he lives in Detroit suburbs, maybe? Does anybody know? Do you know on that, Jackson?
Yeah, I think the outer suburbs of Detroit,
And he's like, man, it's really experiencing a resurgence. That's great to hear.
I wonder how they did it.
I theorize that real estate downtown gets so inexpensive that it's almost a fiduciary responsibility for VCs to go, hey, let's just throw some money in this thing just on the off chance it hits, because it's a rounding error to buy a building the size of like the AT&T building for $3 million. You know what I mean?
How much cheaper is it going to get?
And then if it hits, it hits. If not, we lose $3 million. But when you're managing hundreds of millions of dollars, it's kind of immaterial. I don't know. That's my theory. Hell, do with it what you want. Taste me. I taste good.
Hey, you run the risk of rehabbing it for a few more million and then can't get any
you got to maintain it.
People to come in and use it. I guess you could lose even more money off of it. But you've got to get some activity downtown to make anybody want to be part of it.
Nothing better than a good caboose on a fine lady. Nummy, nummy, nummy. Okay. I've got some Scott Sprinkle ball sack.
So close to blocking him.
Is that right?
Yeah, just because of that. Nummy, nummy, nummy.
Scott? You can't block Scott.
Oh, I'll block him. Not his wife, but he'll get blocked.
Tim, you hit it on the nose. The real estate price and city leadership dwindling to nothing. That is from Danny Tanner. So if you're saying that, Danny Tanner, my theory is that it gets to the point where it's like, you and some buddies can buy real estate in downtown St. Louis. You know what I mean?
With the potential to hit it rich.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I had to bolt from right after my match yesterday and get to one of my son's events. And I missed the exit to go taking the Poplar Street Bridge and 44. So I accidentally went on the Standspan, whereas you purposely did on my way home. And then you get off at Tucker. So I got a chance, an opportunity. To take Tucker down to 44.
It is an opportunity. Yeah.
And I mean, I lived there for 4 years, and I'm just like, holy crap.
Oh, and that's not the beginning of the bad stuff.
I haven't even. Right. Yeah.
Take pictures and send them to your realtor right away.
I didn't get a chance, but I honestly was thinking, I'm like, God, I bet this stuff is pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, listen, I'm guys who actually are managing monster amounts of money, probably, but just like if you just throw a dart and happen to hit on a building or a block or two, you know, realizing it's not happening in the next 5 years, I don't know. That's where I think it is. And maybe I'm off the mark on it, but I think, I mean, it's got ridiculous ceiling. And, of course, the floor is losing all of your money, so yeah. It's a wide delta.
There's that, yeah.
But I don't know.
You can't lose in real estate, too. I saw a report once in Japan where they had this massive office building, high-rise, that was empty, and they couldn't find anybody to take it. So they turned it into a farm.
Oh,
they
nice.
Turned every floor into indoor.
Indoor farming?
They had grow lights, and they had everything in trays on dirt. Yeah, they just farmed in this enormous building. Land is so scarce in Japan. They need every acre they can get. And I wonder if that could be an option for something.
How do you cultivate crops in that?
Well, they have grow lights.
Like growing chronic inside, huh?
Like growing plants in somebody's house or something.
Yeah, but you're not bringing a tractor trailer to cut wheat.
No, they don't do it in that level, in that scale.
That's not farming. This is planting.
Doug, well, do you
farming
have
or planting, depending on the word you want to use.
Do you have a problem when a text starts,
block him. Really? I will block you.
Is that worse than,
yes.
Yeah?
It's not as bad, but it's close.
Jackson, do you see tweets that start with,
Really? The replies. Hmm.
Oh, is that right?
Makes me think.
And then I like when people ask, like, such a condescending question. It's like, you know that this person is in charge of that, right?
Oh, block him.
Bro.
The AT&T building went from $250 million and just sold for $3.5 million. That's from Sassy Batman. Yeah. I agree. That's why I'm saying it's an opportunity.
Somebody lost a boatload of money on that.
Oh, God. But once it gets down to $3.5 million, obviously that's substantially different, ADX.
Yeah.
Then, and so it's kind of like if you're managing a bunch of money, you go, God, I don't know. The city's got infrastructure. It obviously doesn't have leadership or a growing population.
Yeah.
But if in the next decade it somehow starts to have a bounce back, you got a monster on your hands. I don't know. I think I would throw the dart.
But yeah, I'm sure a lot of real estate is, you know, there's savvy people that buy real estate knowing it's going to go for something. But a lot of people, I would think, is luck. You buy some land, and all of a sudden, they start building condos. They want to build some kind of, block-long shopping center or something, and you own that land.
That's how Stan Kroenke got rich. He got lucky that they kept building Walmarts and Sam's, wherever he'd buy land.
Yeah, so you
just
get lucky in a lot of that.
Coincidence.
Or a lot of people are, you know, inherit land, and they just say, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then somebody comes up to them and says, hey, we need this land, and all of a sudden they sell it and become a millionaire.
Well, even if you do buy a big building, though, you're still faced with taxes, insurance.
Well, you got to be wealthy enough to know you could lose some money, but
yeah, you could. Otherwise, smarter people than us would have done it by now, probably.
I'm covering the MLS.
We finna be rich.
I'm covering the MLS expansion saga, and Preps is one of the biggest beats at our paper. Muffin Man, return to your phone and allow the adults to talk. It's from Brian Henschen, and he is not happy about the high school talk.
No. Oh,
what does that say about your paper when it's one of the biggest features you have in a paper?
Probably like for most local papers.
You like reading about the kid next door.
You got the Indiana Pacers, you got the Colts, and you're talking about high school.
Guys, didn't some VC once buy a radio station for several million and ended up selling it for a used Hummer? That's from the birthday haul.
Yeah, some investments don't work.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Kind of have to know what you're doing a little bit.
Buy that building, paint that bitch pink and gray. Boom, profit. Let's get lunch. That's from Zach's wife, Gummy.
You know, you
the
can make fun of me.
The station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
You know, you can make fun of me, but if you were listening to Ed Herman last Tuesday, he said one way to build up downtown is turn it into like Miami with different color buildings and lights. And
he said that?
That's what I said many times.
Ed Herman said, turn St. Louis into Miami?
Yes, he said that Tuesday.
How are we going to do that without the ocean?
Well, Miami down.
And the weather.
Downtown Miami, you know, kind of like down there on.
I like to be.
Collins Avenue.
No, down there on Collins Avenue.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about South Beach now.
South Beach.
Are you talking about Brickell?
No, he said South Beach. I'm pretty sure he talked about the different colored buildings.
Doug, there's that ocean issue again.
Yeah, well, and the weather issue.
Well, we got the river right there.
And the supermodels from all over the world going down there to be seen.
Well, just turn it into how you did with the new stadium they were going to do. When you had dolphins and blue water in the Mississippi River.
Just an artist.
There's one of them right there.
I don't know what the answer is to St. Louis. Unless they can find a way to attract some mega employer, the next Google or Yahoo or Facebook, to bring in 100,000 young employees making 150 grand apiece. That would save it. Anything beyond that, I'm not sure.
I'm buying stock. Is it an irresponsible buy? It might be. But I'm buying it. It's too low priced not to. I would much rather read about high school sports than read a single word about bowling. It's time to call for the Gatesworth Shuttle. That's from glove blogger Tom Traven.
Hey, it's Jackson for Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleanup. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey, great news.
What?
Our 8 o'clock hour sponsor, IHOP, is here with treats. Woot, woot.
Oh, that's nice.
Woot, woot.
They coming in?
I believe so.
No,
maybe we could open the door. I think KJ and O-Town had to bolt around 8:45.
Probably a sample of that.
We've talked a little long ago, Biggs, but if you're injured in a car accident, you need an attorney. You need the best one you can find, and apparently the one that can hit a 40-foot putt under pressure. That's Longo Biggs. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CD Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. Doug and CD are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, excellent personal injury lawyers. And they are listeners of the show and participating in the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. They're online at longobiggs.com. That's LONGOBIGGS.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. It's coming your way in about 10 minutes. And look what we have here, Doug.
Word.
That's Steve from IHOP. How are you doing, Steve?
Hello, Steve.
And Patty from our sales department.
Hello, Patty.
Hi, Patty. And look at the treats. Oh, look at the treats.
Treats aplenty.
My goodness. Oh, yes. Look at this.
We've got sausage. We've got Cinestack shakes.
Oh, Doug.
You got a watermelon splasher in there somewhere?
Do it yourself.
I know you want the sausage.
Oh,
pancakes.
These are a do-it-yourself.
Now, when you say that, what is that? Let me get you a microphone.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, so these are actually coming up on Mother's Day. We've got the raspberry white chocolate pancakes.
Oh, so, that sounds good.
I like that idea.
This is a bit of a build-your-own with those because it, I'm playing DoorDash.
Doing a wonderful job, too. Look at all these treats, Doug. So,
shakes.
So those are what, a bunch of shakes right there?
Yeah.
What are these shakes? Because I've been reading about them.
These are Cinestack shakes.
Oh, Doug.
And they are...
What's in there?
I'd have to really see what's doing. I think Doug may have had one of those the last time.
I did. I tasted it. Yeah. What's in this one?
That's the Cinestack again.
Oh.
Because I thought...
Doug. Okay. Look at the treats.
Got a specialty seal on it
right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, to make sure. I mean, he's delivering.
Yeah. I'm going
to
try one right now.
Oh,
that's
Bill,
okay.
Look at this and look at that. Look at this and look at that. IHOP, the
Straws for the House.
8 o'clock hour sponsor. Thank you so much, Steve. There you go,
wow.
Doug. Thank you.
And there's another bag that's delicious food in it.
Is that right? There's even more where that came from. IHOP, a new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. IHOP, they also have the new pancake-inspired milkshakes. Try the new Cinestack and cupcake shakes. House-made shakes at IHOP. New 8 o'clock hour sponsor. Look at Jackson having a little pan can.
Look, he's got a delicious flapjack.
Thank you. Oh, look at
you. You are welcome.
What a start to my
look
morning.
Look at this.
Yeah, I was going to be shopping for dinner.
Fried and
oh, my goodness.
Grilled sandwiches.
Look at that.
There.
Two options. Oh, Doug, we've got treats.
Evil. This cinnamon shake is really good.
Is that right? Look at this.
There you go.
My goodness. Oh, that looks really good. We got to be honest with you.
But wait, there's more.
There's more where that came
from. All right, here we go.
Look at this. A feast. This is a feast.
Spread the wealth.
This is a feast. Steve, welcome to the program.
That's great
and
to be here.
Welcome to the sponsorship of our 8 o'clock hour here on TMA. Tell our audience, in addition to the new shakes we were talking about and the classic chicken sandwiches that we have, what our audience can expect when they go to IHOP. A name I'm sure they know, but certainly now doing some new things in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, well, hopefully they get what we call iHospitality.
Oh, you like
when
that?
They go
iHospitality.
Yeah. Yeah. And we treat them right and get them to come back because we lure them with not just great food, but also amazing service.
There you go. Yeah, you can't argue with that.
IHOP, UHOP, WeHOP.
Hey, stop
exactly.
it.
You think about that?
11 locations in town? Is that what you told me?
Yes.
How many locations in the St. Louis area?
So we've got 11 throughout the area.
How about that? 11 locations in the St. Louis area.
What's your landmark? Would it be the one in Clayton?
I mean, that's certainly one landmark.
That's the one.
Ten others, too.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember going to all the time as a kid and bowling at Crossroads there. We'd always just go to IHOP afterwards.
Yeah. That's because you lived in that area.
Well, it's a nice location, too.
Yeah.
It's right there, central to everything.
By the Galleria.
Steve, what's your favorite when you go into IHOP to eat? What do you? What
yeah, you give us the inside word.
I really like, well, a little bit of everything, but I think the crepes are really good, and also the burgers.
Oh, really?
Are excellent too.
You don't think of burgers with IHOP?
No, yeah. That's intriguing to
a
hear.
A few years ago, you know, we had the IHOP
burgers, yes.
And people are still talking about that 6 years later.
Yeah.
But yeah, the burgers
so they
are
really are.
Good.
Is that right? Doug, I like that. Might have to see what's doing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition
that grilled chicken sandwich is great. I had that the other day. That's really good, too.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
We got this text from a listener right now, Steve. Normally, I take the family to a competitor on Sunday mornings, went to IHOP to hashtag support the sponsors. And let me tell you, we had been missing out. It will now be our regular Sunday brunch. That's from Larry Thornton.
Huh.
How about that?
Larry,
about
thank
that?
You.
How about that?
I appreciate the job security.
Let's see what we got. I live two blocks from the IHOP in Clayton and go there all the time. That's from Sassy Batman. Sassy Batman, Steve, writing in.
Hopefully he takes Robin.
Iggy somehow made all the IHOP talk about him. That's from Most Lonely Boy.
What was it about me?
Your location there in the Clayton region.
Well, I just said that's where we used to go after bowling.
Okay.
We loved it.
Yep.
And we get done bowling by midnight. It's time for breakfast.
There you go.
Yeah,
breakfast for dinner has always been a fun thing too.
It is,
but you don't have to have breakfast at IHOP. You can order anything.
Yeah, and you can also have dinner for breakfast.
Can't go wrong.
A lot of people do that. They come in and have a burger for breakfast.
Actually, sometimes I do.
Do you?
Oh, do you?
That's unorthodox.
Depends on the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. What the cocktail situation was. Oh, this looks good. Yeah, I'm telling you. I might have to have a little treat. I'm going to have to break away from my normal morning dining routine. IHOP, new sponsor of the 8 o'clock hour here on TMA. And again, try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and the new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. IHOP, they have new pancake-inspired milkshakes, which we have here in the studio. Try the new CineStack and cupcake shakes, house-made shakes at IHOP. Steve, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for
thank you guys.
The cornucopia, Doug.
If you could brought a little more food so everyone can eat, it would have been nice.
Well, there's enough in here for the entire on-air staff.
I am telling you, this is wonderful. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Steve, thank you so much.
Hey,
we appreciate
you.
It. Thanks for coming in.
That's
Steve from IHOP, new 8 o'clock hour sponsor here on TMA, and we have a feast here. Thank you very much, Steve, for coming in.
This cinnamon shake is just a bee's knee.
Is that right?
I forgot some pancakes.
I'm gonna have to wash that down. Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day coming your way in about 5 minutes here on TMA. So send yours in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Thank you, Steve. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Don Peepee says, I need to hit up that IHOP in O'Fallon, Illinois. I think that's my closest. That's Don Peepee, and he runs things on the Balloon Party YouTube chat. You can't get into the Balloon Party YouTube chat without getting through Don Peepee and getting his blessing.
I wouldn't think so.
One by me in South City. I've been there before.
Where is the one on
Chippewa? Chippewa, basically across from like a...
What are you doing over there?
It just fell. There's too much food up here.
The Qdoba along on the other side of the road, Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Sure, I know what you're talking
Chippewa
about.
By the Target. Yeah, I like going there.
IHOP's great because you can get in and out pretty quickly. You always know what you're going to get. The food's always pretty good.
Yeah.
And they got a wide range of food on the menu.
When I would work at the Picture House, Doug...
You have a problem with that? I have a feeling you're not going to like that.
We would get out at like midnight, and sometimes we would go to IHOP after after work, have some delicious treats.
That's it. I'm taking the family to IHOP for dinner tonight. Fuelsy couldn't handle it. Now he's going.
Yeah. The pancakes are delicious.
He could come here right now and have a treat.
Yeah.
He's close.
Come on in, Fuelsy. Boy, look at those pan cans. Hey, I want to make sure we get to this because I consider this to be a positive development. Maybe I'm burying the lead. I don't know. Jeff Passan, with this friend of the show, with this story last night. Major League Baseball, after less than a month, Jackson's cheering. I have a feeling this will be on the Little Piddles weekend wrap-up.
What?
Right when I saw it, I'm like, oh, this is Little Piddles weekend wrap-up. Major League Baseball plans to address its uniform fiasco after changes this spring to the standard jerseys and pant led to widespread complaints from players and fans, according to a memo obtained Sunday night by ESPN. The prominent modifications include a return to larger lettering on the back of the jerseys, remedying mismatched gray tops and bottoms.
How about two teams wearing gray playing each other?
Don't like that.
And addressing the new Nike jersey's propensity to collect sweat, according to the memo distributed to players by the MLBPA on Sunday. The changes, which will happen at the latest by the beginning of the 2025 season, will also include fixes to the pant, widely panned this spring for being see-through. Ooh.
Yeah. There was some angles.
They couldn't see these problems before the season.
That's the thing. I just, for the life of me, I don't understand. Because these kinds of changes have to go through so many levels to get actually implemented.
And they debuted them at the All-Star game last year, and everyone hated them then. They're like, all right, full steam ahead. Yeah. You know, even though everyone has said they look terrible, the names on the back is like criminal. Like when you're a young player going through the minors, and you finally get up to the big leagues, like you get your big name on the back. You only wear one flap on the batting helmet. It's cool. And instead, you get these weak-ass Little League uniforms.
Look like the Great Britain uniforms from the World Baseball Classic.
Terrible. It's so
but
bad.
If the players don't like them, there will be a change.
And that's what happened.
If the fans don't like them, maybe there will, maybe there won't. But if the players' union, which is very strong, doesn't like it, they'll change it.
The memo said to the players, Doug, quote, "This has been entirely a Nike issue at its core. What has happened here is that Nike was innovating something that didn't need to be innovated." I couldn't agree more with that. The union also absolved Fanatics. That's who was getting most of the blame, I thought.
Yeah, because of the new. They were
the new. The manufacturer of the uniform that has received the majority of public scorn for the uniform mess, saying the company, quote, "recognizes the vital importance of soliciting player feedback, obtaining player buy-in, and not being afraid to have difficult conversations about jerseys or trading cards. Our hope is that moving forward, Nike will take a similar approach." While the new uniform debuted at the 2023 All-Star Game, its rollout this spring led to reams. You like that reams of bad publicity?
I don't mind it. In this case, I don't mind it.
The shrinking of the letter size on players' nameplates gave jerseys an amateur look. The pants, which according to the memo will return to the higher quality zipper used in 2023, had myriad issues, including the see-through fabric, a lack of tailoring, and rips and tears that players believed unnecessary.
Gosh. How could this possibly have happened?
It was a 10-year deal with Nike for $1 billion that started in 2019. There's the answer.
But wouldn't you think Nike's been making clothes forever? They know what's a good jersey and what's a bad jersey.
The union memo read, "We caution Nike against various changes when they previewed them in 2022, particularly regarding the pant. MLB had been and has been aware of our concerns as well. Unfortunately, until recently, Nike's position has essentially boiled down to nothing to see here. Players will need to adjust."
He's taking a picture of the pancakes.
I looked over and I'm like, is he doing a video of me doing the story?
I'm just taking a picture of all the food I have brought in so I can give him a plug.
That you had brought in. All the food that you had
said,
brought in.
I said, IHOP brought in food. I didn't say me.
Yes, you did. I was just taking a look at all the food I had brought in.
Jackson could play the
alphabet. I believe it was Patty, the salesman.
God forbid I try to pump up our sponsors. That's right.
Okay, just don't take credit for the food being brought in.
I'm not. If I said we, then you know I didn't bring it in, so I misspoke.
Okay.
MLB declined to comment. Nike did not offer a immediate comment when reached by ESPN. Fanatics did not respond to a request for comment. The MLBPA declined to comment, in parentheses, outside of handing us the memo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, did anybody at all complain about the old uniforms? Was there talk at
That's
all?
That's the thing. Outside of the Cardinals wearing red hats on the road, I don't hear any complaints.
No. Yeah.
The City Connect thing, like the uniforms the Mets were wearing Saturday, have been a point of consternation. That's been going on for a few years now. But, I mean, that's like they wear those uniforms once a month, if that. But then they were trying to revolutionize baseball uniforms to make them lighter. And what they did was just make the fabric crappier, the numbers and names smaller, the pants are see-through, the gray doesn't match. Like, you wear gray pants and your gray top doesn't look the same color.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that a company like that could have put out such a horrendous product.
Did they market it at all, and did they sell a lot of this stuff? I like to see the numbers on how much of this stuff sold.
The Cardinals still don't have their Saturday home uniforms, the cream color ones, and they still don't have their away powder blue uniforms for these new uniforms. That's they still don't have their on back order. How could that?
Back order.
How could they probably need for coaches and players and other people, personnel, like 40 to 50 uniforms for the entire staff? And get that done today. Like, what are you waiting for?
Nice, Jackson. You're passionate about this.
I just don't get, like, I would get, like, hey, I ordered this jersey. I'm a fan from Melville. It's going to take 2 weeks. The Cardinals should not be on back order. They're a Major League Baseball team.
Well, they're probably trying to line up more slave labor in China to make this stuff.
That seems like they got plenty. I just don't get it.
I don't know why you'd want thinner uniforms. I mean, you need a little bit of fabric. People are diving all over the ground and in the outfield. You don't want to just have a thin layer of fabric. You want something substantial. It's not like you...
Maybe I'm just a man of the people.
You don't want to play baseball in a basketball uniform.
I wouldn't.
Those Mets uniforms on Saturday were hella ugly. The Fats in Queens love them, though. That's from Pug in the East Village.
Bad.
Those are bad.
Yeah. The helmet and hat was actually, I didn't mind those with the bridge under the logo. Those weren't terrible, but the actual jerseys. And, again, dark gray on Cardinal Road gray is not an aesthetically pleasing baseball game.
No.
Especially at Citi Field.
Guys, would it kill you to thank Iggy for getting IHOP the sponsorship and the food brought into the studio? That's from Shooter McGavin.
No, that's all Patty, not me. Patty is wonderful.
EDF's wonderful as well.
And so is IHOP.
Do you want to support the EDF Group as a sponsor of TMA? It's real simple. Do you have a fire extinguisher where you work? The answer is yes, you certainly do. So please email the EDF Group at fire@theedfgroup.com so a technician can come out and explain to your team how the EDF Group can save your company money. Again, that email address is fire@theedfgroup.com. The EDF Group is hot and will prevent your facility from having hot fires. Experience the EDF Group difference. Learn more at theedfgroup.com. Jackson, with all that you're doing, did you have time to filter?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did.
Do we know real quick who won the DraftKings?
Oh, I can pull that up for you.
I'm sure Doug won. I was just curious.
Munganast Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown.
I had three missed cuts, but...
Three MCs. I think that's a tough event to get a lot of players.
Only three. Only 33 made the cut out of like 80.
Someone cashed.
That would be Doug. It wasn't me.
Doug, congratulations.
Well, I don't Doug, know for sure. You had Gary Woodland, yeah. So Doug finishes with $564.5 and cashes $8.
That's all for the kids. Well, I don't want any of it.
Iggy had $454.
Beat me by 100 points.
Yeah, the cooties didn't help you.
So what, are we tied down for the year?
Bastards made two bogeys. How do you make two bogeys in a...
Idiots.
Basically best ball. You both get to play a hole, and you made two bogeys.
Doug, you are now 2 goals back.
Oh,
that's two in a row for you.
Well, I don't want any of these $8. I want them all to go to the children.
Oh, my gosh.
The community. Yeah. I'm donating all of it. It feels good, too, to be able to do that for them.
Congratulations, your first cash of the year, I think.
Oh, really? I just got a text from Flip Wilson. I guess I'm playing Flip Wilson in the next round. Is he the one who helps you with the Munganast Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown? I get him, Alan Dadeville, and who's the other one I get confused?
You get Alan Dadeville, Flip Wilson, and Dogtown Ty.
Dogtown Ty confused.
How do we schedule these second round matches?
Well, Flip Wilson just texted me.
Doug, you're taking on who? Dogtown Ty.
Oh, God!
So how do we schedule
I can send you his email.
Okay.
And if you win that, you got to play the winner of Paul Vlash and Jacob Nieder.
Jacob Nieder.
Jacob Nieder.
And you got to play it how soon? How long do you have to?
Chairman Kurt knows that information. I'm not privy to it.
And it's classified, Doug.
Okay.
It's Jacob Keister, sorry.
Jacob Keister.
Jacob Keister.
Is it Keister and Nieder?
I think it's Jace.
I don't know.
I didn't know Jacob Nieder was a player.
Didn't he talk about ice
Jace feet? Keister.
Well, that's different than Jacob Meter.
Well, it looked the same when I just glanced at it.
All right. Doug, how many pops are you getting from Dogtown Ty? Probably nine.
I think he's a six. I wouldn't want it.
You're going to be popping on half the holes. That's dangerous. You could take down a champion.
I know. I think we're even eligible at my age to play the season.
You are.
I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do that. I'd rather lose than hit from the old man.
Wow, that's a shot at Cletus. That's a shot at Cletus.
Is he hitting from up there?
Yeah. I know he did against me.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not going
to. He forfeited some pops and played 100 yards up.
I still have a little bit of pride left.
Oh, my God. Not much, but what if you and Cletus meet in the championship?
Now, if I'm playing in a scramble with some group.
Shorter match because you've got less walking.
But I couldn't possibly be proud of myself for winning if I took that kind of advantage.
Well, that's the thing, you're wrong, because that's what you're allowed to do. That's why they make the rules. I don't want pops. You get 9 pops. I feel bad taking pops.
I do.
I don't want to play up there.
Doug's work husband.
I say proud. You just play where you're supposed to play.
Of somebody beating you by 15 strokes and you walk off.
All right, well, next time,
how
next time,
you possibly get any next time satisfaction you go out, from that at
say
all.
Say you go out to Far Oaks to play. Next time you go to Peavely, why don't you play the tips?
If everybody else was playing the tips, I would play the tips.
Well, then you'd be out there a long time.
Well, that may be the case.
It'd be a long day of golf and you'd be miserable. Isn't golf supposed to be fun?
It is, but until I see myself as an absolute handicapped charity case, I'm not gonna take it.
Well, you are a charity case.
I might be, but I don't see myself as that quite yet.
Okay. Well, I could have played the grandpa tees yesterday. I didn't.
Yeah, that's right. I guess you could have.
But if I play a scramble with somebody, I'm playing the grandpa tees.
Well, then because you're helping out the rest of the team. Yeah, that's a little different.
Well, I was just trying to help out the listeners if I play for the grandpa. I'm sure they all wanted me to win to go on. But
how would the listeners have been helped? Doggone it.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
It's time for the design air.
Email to talk about it. DraftKings.
Here it is. Plowboy is gone, and I say good riddance, because Friday's email of the day voting was a farce. Doug voted for Dick Crave, and Iggy voted, then Plowboy voted bypassing Tim. And you do not bypass Tim. You just don't!
Oh.
I thought to myself, there's lots of other HD2 radio shows out there that would love erotic emails. But that's not what Tim wants me to do. Whilst contemplating my future this weekend, I ended up with having sex. Gateway, April 28th, 2024. 4 cups of coffee in and I had to go. As I went to wash my hands, there he was. Sorry it's taking so long. I'm such a silly goose. I got chicken salad over my man hands. I was like, no hurry. And then he made his move. I'm a little tense about my match and I need some relief. How about helping a fella out? Then he unbridled the zipper on his khakis with his left hand whilst just yanking out his love with his soapy, soapy right.
No.
He didn't need to force me to my knees because I was gladly already there.
No.
As he made oral love to me,
hey.
His length tickled my tonsils whilst bottle feeding me his astounding girth.
No! Stop it! That's enough!
Doug, that's Juice. There's a middle initial of E, and then the last name is Jules.
Juice E. Jolet.
And he didn't even play yesterday.
And Young. Oh, hey, guys. It's your boy, ASMR Ting Ting 24 again. Really special train of thought earlier this hour with Strode, the semantics man, trying to score points by dunking on Doug with a, quote, that's not farming take. Yeah, brilliant. Also, if the lawyer guy really did echo Ken's make it Miami, but without the beaches and pretty broads theory, apropos of nothing, it would be a major moment for Prod Joe's theory that Ken's stupid is contagious. Hashtag pretty sure. Hashtag that's just my opinion. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin, a fan of Ken Iggy Strode. Megan Meyer Foundation Trivia Night looked like it was a success, buddy. It was great to see. How about that?
Thank you.
Brian Henshin.
It was. Sold out.
Every morning since 2011, I have listened to TMA on my way to work. But for the last several years, something has felt incomplete. I struggle to pay attention to the topics you discuss because my mind wanders to something more important. Nearly every single day, as my thoughts drift, I ask myself, whatever happened to Candace Walton?
She wasn't really a regular on the show.
Like I said, here we go.
She was an office employee, but
She was a promotions director.
Oh, she was.
Did she ever get married?
Yeah, she did.
Did she have a kid?
Yeah.
Did Iggy ever make a poorly thought out attempt to see her naked body? And then it finally happened. April 29th, 2024. You guys finally answered my burning questions about old Waltzy. Thank you for making a random woman from Imperial in her bathrobe the lead story today. No other show in the market would have had the balls to discuss an unknown person.
No.
And then go straight into a painfully extended breakdown of literally every shot an elderly, uncut pauper hit at a golf tournament that nobody cares about. Bravo. I was actually at Gateway yesterday to witness that windy spectacle. Damn, Mr. Lick sure has an ugly swing. Anyone who listens to him should feel deep shame. But that's besides the point. Enough talk about golf. You guys should be talking about the stinky mess that one of your Lesters left in the clubhouse restroom. Oh. I swear it looked like someone unloaded a wheelbarrow's worth of brownie batter into that commode.
No.
The mountain of mud used to create that Gateway totem pole reminds me of why we were called the Mound City. Doug, that's the JV golf coach.
JV golf coach.
Oh, my God. All the well-deserved accolades pouring into the show for Plowsy over the past few days is great and all, but let me tell you guys about this new aznude.net site that I found. I am doing a public service. And Jackson, how about we name this segment for my good friend Missy Parkin? If the great Brian Huffman is going to interrupt his actual career to call him with his outstanding humor and well wishes, I think that I am not going to mention how irritated I was with his pistachio shells. He has another thing coming. That's from Shooter McGavin, the vice president of rangefinders being impacted by the eclipse.
Shooter McGavin.
Maybe that was it.
Huge day, couple terrible calls, a hypercentric breakdown of a golf tournament that about 0.5% of the listening audience is partaking in, a monster announcement by Iggy about an email he intercepted from station management with winners of some rockabilly concert. Speaking of announcement, my good friend Geraldine Spitzel has won the pureed chicken salad recipe of the month here at the Sharkle House. You won two free tickets to see Michael Flatley perform his famous stomp dance near the restaurant's natatorium on May 3rd. With any luck, you'll find a seat near our dear friend who trolls Facebook Marketplace prom dresses to ask the public school senior if she's interested in dating a man who knows a guy who banged Gail Volva. Best. That's from Seriously Timmy. Absolutely piped it. Had it not been for some jackass's faulty app and the over-oscillation, it would have been an absolute dime.
That was the name.
Seriously Timmy.
Seriously Timmy.
And finally, Sadie Hawkins, Doug. The Cardinals lost to the Mets in 11 innings. The Battlehawks won their fourth game in a row, handing D.C. their first ever home loss. So take that, D.C. bitches. At the Fan Page Club Championship, Iggy hit nearly every fairway, but lost to Mr. Licks because the hawk was up. His caddy's yardage app was off, and he didn't putt very well, leaving 130 feet short. Meanwhile, Doug is the cleanest of the straights, shooting an 83 and giving out lessons on the course after taking an unnecessary detour through North St. Louis to avoid the Poplar Street Bridge that wasn't closed. Mm-hmm. But the lead is that Iggy once gave a woman from Imperial a robe with the hope that she would strip naked and put it on so he could see her breast. So, I guess we're done talking about the Rock Hill Steak and Shake that was across from the Sharkle House. I used to work at one circa 1998, 1999. I never saw Iggy or Tim, but we did host Jack Buck, that infamous Rock Hill motorcycle cop, and Tim Convey would pop in from time to time. Speaking of Tim Convey, he was hilarious opening for Nikki Glaser at the Fox on Saturday night as they each poked fun at their native St. Louis. Nikki also tested some material for this upcoming Tom Brady roast, referring to Kevin Hart as 5'2", 150 or 155 after The Rock finishes.
Oh.
I'm stoked for this upcoming Stevie Nicks show. I'm taking a lady who may or may not be married, may or may not work in the building, and may or may not be attractive. We're going to pregame at a lingerie bar and then take a romantic 15-minute golf cart ride through the low-rise housing projects to the Enterprise Center. That's from Buck Swope, and that's what we have.
Buck Swope.
The Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Doug, what you got?
I'm going to vote for Seriously Timmy.
Yeah, it's between Seriously Timmy and JV Golf Coach. I'm going to go Seriously Timmy.
Seriously Timmy is one!
The Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling email today. Time for us to shut it down for Action Jacks, for KG and O-Town, for Kenneth East Road, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sumvall, and Tim Curtis. Ben, TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen, closing out the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour.